Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problems that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me. Well, if you had the opportunity to listen last week, we were talking about our need for renewal. We talked about the importance of renewing our mind. We talked about the importance of renewing our strength on a physical as well as emotional level, and also the fact that God wants us to obey Him, to listen to Him, to not allow us to be so spiritually worried by activities and busyness that we can miss out on His best. There is a rest to the people of God. And so we were talking about spiritual renewal. We were talking about renewal of the inner man of the heart. And I was sharing there are two important steps to spiritual renewal. On our last broadcast on Friday, we were talking about the extreme importance of repentance and forgiveness, repenting before the Lord of things that we have grieved Him with, and also to forgive those that trespass against us, those that have done things in word or action that have grieved us, have hurt us. And I made the important distinction that to forgive is not to justify. That doesn't mean that you were wrong and they were right. It's you're doing the right thing before God and let God deal with them. That's the best way to submit problems and conflicts that you go through. So the steps to spiritual renewal are repentance and forgiveness. And then today we want to look at the second step, which is spiritual praise, to be able to offer the new covenant sacrifices of praise. It's really healing therapy to us. We may not want to do it. Remember the scriptures that talk about the sacrifice of praise? Well, there are times that we do make a sacrifice of praise. What does that mean? It quite, in a colloquial sense, is like you don't really want to do it. You don't feel like it. There are times you're just praising God and happy and on top of the world. There's times when you're down in the molly grubs, as my husband used to say, and that's the last thing you feel like doing. But if you make yourself do it, it'll be pleasing to God. And guess what? You'll find you're not in the same place if you're willing to do that. It's healing therapy. Ephesians 1 and 12 says that we should be to the praise of His glory. And perhaps this may be a new understanding of praise that you had before. 1 Peter 2 and 9 says, "But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people." Why? This is what Peter's saying, that ye should show forth the praises of Him who've called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. In other words, those who are saved, those who have been called out of this darkness of the world, this present darkness we live in, into the marvelous light of the truth of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, that we are going to be a people that praise Him, not only by our actions and attitudes, but by our praise. The praise is God's plan, if you will, of sharing and renewing spiritual life through His Son, Jesus. And why is praise so important? Praise isn't praise. You can worship, you can love God in your heart, but if you don't open your mouth, it's not praise. Think about this. Praise is God's plan of renewing our spiritual life. He, in the beginning, what did God do? He created Adam and Eve. He created Adam, and what did He do? He breathed the spirit of life within Adam. And so man then offers the first fruits of this spirit life our breath, God breathed the breath of God into man, and we breathe, if you will, our spirit life back to God in the form of praise and worship. Praise is vocal. It's the breath of life. We use our vocal cords, and we can love God in our heart, we can worship, we can meditate, but it's not praise unless it's vocal. And basically, it is the offering of our indwelling spirit, our spirit life that we possess. We're offering it back to God in worship. It's part of, if you will, our spiritual circulatory system, just as the blood vessels and arteries of our body are a physical circulatory system for the health and life of the body. So it's a vital part, just as that's so important for the natural body. There's blood, there's air that comes from the respiratory system, and the food that we eat, the substances of food that are necessary for life are transported in the blood. It's true in a spiritual sense. And unfortunately, there are many today suffering from blockages of fear, hate, and strife, and pride, and anxiety, and they prevent, if you will, the circulation of spirit life through the inner man. And if we can offer that sacrifice of praise, the practice of praise, what does it do? It opens up the door of the inner man, if you will, to flow with divine life. And that has a process of flushing out the bad things, the negative things, the doubt, the insecurities, the anxieties, the worries. If we will do that, God promises to do supernatural things for us. And so if we will, in fact, choose to repent, to forgive others, if we will praise God, what are the results of these two steps above? Well, if we will repent and forgive and praise, the effect and the result will be joy. Certainly in our spiritual relationship with the Lord, but also, beloved, you know what? It'll overflow to everyone else. Again, Paul advises us in Ephesians 5-16, and this is the imperative. It's a command, redeeming the time. He's basically saying, you redeem the time. You make the time that you have, the hours, the minutes of the days, the seasons of your life. You are responsible. We'll all have to give an answer when we stand before God. Not that we, as God's people, we will not be judged for our sins because they're under the blood, but rewards will be on the basis of how we spend our time. So we want to redeem, buy back the time from the world, if you will, the work of the enemy that would keep us involved in negative stuff of conflict, of anxiety, of worry, of all sorts of things that the world is caught up in. But if we will do that, let me just read the whole scripture and then we can go on. Ephesians 5:16, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Wherefore, in other words, listen up, be ye not unwise what the will of the Lord is. He's telling us, don't pretend that you don't know what God's will is. He's saying, be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let me read that last sentence. Giving thanks always for all things? Wait a minute. All things really aren't always so good. Well, do you know what? There's another promise. God is able to make everything that happens to us. He's able to produce good even out of the negative. So we can give thanks for all things because He worketh all things toward His ultimate eternal purpose. And those things is a wonderful promise. He will turn to good the things that seem evil. There's good in all of them. So we can really give thanks regardless, even in the midst of a tragedy. And there have been beautiful testimonies how there have been real tragedy come in the life of a Christian, and they were able to praise God and trust God. And it was a beautiful testimony, because unfortunately, the battles we face will not be done away with. They'll only increase as the end times grow darker. But there will be a time when we are with God, and we should comfort one another. Think of these things. There will be no conflict, no stress, no wars, but there will be perfect peace and beauty and the fulfillment of our heart's desires in His presence. And so, beloved, God gives renewal of the mind. We looked at last week, He renews our strength, and He can renew our inner man. We just have to say yes to Him. And a renewed heart will turn God to us, will turn toward God and to the desires of His heart. What are His desires? Are His family, His church, those that are saved and those that are yet unsaved. And as God's people individually experience this renewal, then there'll be a renewal of the Lord's work. Habakkuk 3:2 says, O Lord, revive Thy work in the midst of the years. In the midst of the years, make known in wrath, remember mercy. Before that great and dreadful day of the Lord, beloved, God is sending the spirit of Elijah. These are the days in which we're living, Malachi 4:6 says, and He shall turn the hearts of the father to the children and the heart of the children to the fathers, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse. And Luke 1:17, and this was referencing John the Baptist, but I believe the church today, we are as John the Baptist for these end times. We're saying, prepare the way of the Lord. Listen to this. He shall go before Him in the spirit and power of Elijah to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the disobedience to the wisdom of the just, to make a people ready, prepared for the Lord. Praise God, beloved. We are called to do this. The body of Christ in these last days are giving the message of the gospel that the Lord, the King, is returning, and He's going to set up His kingdom on the earth. The capital's in Jerusalem, and there'll be 1,000 years where they will beat their plowshares into pruning hooks. There will be no wars. What a glorious time before He creates the new heaven and the new earth. So, beloved, take heart. If you need support of prayer, if you feel you need to be renewed, if you need help to be able to really forgive, I mean, there may be some things you face that have been so hard. There's a principle, and it's one of the loves of my heart, the correspondence ministry. I invite you to write, share your needs, know that I pray for you every day. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.